I'm speaking with Merowe Kalia Adib, who is playing the role of Isabel in the wonderful The Passion of Mary Cardwell Dawson. Merowe, were you familiar with Mary Dawson before you got familiar with this piece?
I was not familiar with her. I have worked with our director, Camille Howard, before, though, and she told me briefly about the opera because she worked on it at the Glimmerglass Festival. But this is my first time really getting to know her.
So tell me about your character, Isabel, I believe.
Yes, Isabel is a soprano, a young, excited, eager young student who's fresh out of college, and she is pretty much willing to do anything to be on stage.
So this is an interesting piece. It's a theater piece. It has, not only does it have dialogue, but it also has music. So it's an interesting combination of theatrical goings on the stage. How is that for you?
So this is actually a very interesting piece because it is technically a play with music. There's newly composed music and there's music from Carmen by Bizet. And that's really exciting for me because my character Isabel sings music from Carmen, from the role of Micaela, which I will be performing anyway this summer for the very first time at Union Avenue Opera. And so this is kind of like a great opportunity to just go ahead and get the ball rolling ahead of time, but it's being portrayed in a completely different way. So it's really exciting.
So is your background purely operatic, or is there theater back there too?
My background is purely operatic. So I actually have a business degree first. And while I was working on my business degree at Tuskegee University, I sang in the choir. And that's when I realized I need to be doing this for real, for real. So I finished that degree and then went on for a second bachelor's in vocal performance. So choir really got things started for me and then went straight to opera.
You know, it's so good to have a business background, though, because opera singers just don't know, okay, now that I'm making money, what do I do?
And even still, I need more business work. Like I was just discussing with my friend before we came in here, like I need to do some more things to work on my business, which is my, you know, gift as an artist.
Your business is you as a soprano getting out there.
I am my own scheduler, my own marketing department. I even curate recitals for myself. And so these things I have to do for myself, find time to practice, and I have a family as well. So yeah, I have two little boys, 5 years old and 2 years old, as well as my husband running my home. And so yeah, there's a whole business scheduling, marketing, management thing that is all powered by me.
When you were in the choir, did someone as a mentor say that maybe you should consider vocal performance?
Yes. So my choir director at Tuskegee University, Dr. Wayne Anthony Barr, first noticed that I had the ability to project my voice and I could sing well, but I had horrible stage fright. That didn't bother him. He encouraged me to audition for solos, and he gave me some solos, even though I warned him, like, I might embarrass us all. I have terrible stage fright. But because he gave me the opportunity to get up and sing in front of audiences, then he supported that by giving me private voice lessons. That gave me time in front of audiences. It gave me the foundation for my vocal technique. And I started learning how to sing in front of audiences without sabotaging my performance due to nerves.
It must be fascinating to be in the city where Mary Cardwell Dawson lived and created this company for the National Negro Opera Company.
Yes, I'm very excited to be in the city where this all started off. And also the opera takes place in Washington, D.C., where I grew up. I grew up in Maryland, which is right outside of Washington, D.C., so I spent a lot of time in that area, and here we are in Pittsburgh, where it all began, so I just love being in the area where a story takes place. Next Monday, we'll have the opportunity to actually go visit the home where so many beautiful artists were trained, so I'm looking forward to that.
So is there an arc for your character? Tell me a little bit about her.
So Isabel comes in at the beginning of the opera thinking about herself. She's excited to perform that evening. She is ready. She's confident, but she doesn't have the role that she wants. She wants the lead role, even though the lead role is for a mezzo-soprano, and she is not one. She is a soprano. So she's stuck singing Micaela. and I think she's jealous about it. The other student there, Phoebe, is a little nervous. She's ready, but she's still nervous and trying to prepare herself, whereas Isabel's like ready to take her role from her, right from under her feet. So she's rude. She's very self-centered, absorbed. She's not the nicest scene partner, but over the course of this opera, she lightens up. She realizes that she has to be a team player. This is a part, she's a part of a team to create an overall beautiful performance, and she has to support her colleague in order to have everyone be successful. So she does eventually lighten up and put things into perspective for the greater good of the entire show.
Excellent. Pittsburgh audiences, this will probably be a new person for them, Mary Cardwell Dawson. And what are you hoping that people will be able to take away from this performance, this story?
I'm hoping that audiences learn about Mary Cardwell Dawson and that she is just another pioneer in the classical music industry. And she really helped a lot of Black singers to receive their training and have performing opportunities. She definitely helped me to get where I am today, even before I knew she existed.
Meroe, thank you very much. Can't wait to see you perform soprano Micaela.
Thank you so much.